Mistress Rachel doesn't want you coming more than once every 3 days. And even that's generous. Remember what I told you. There's no medical reason that you need to ejaculate at all. You could literally never come again, subsisting only on the prostate milking I administer, and be perfectly healthy, albeit a little bit frustrated. So you should be grateful that I allow you to come every 3 days. And if I want to have a bit of fun with my cock before I let it squirt, well, that's my right, isn't it? So yes, you can take it out. And yes, you may lube it up. But don't stroke it until I tell you to do so. And then, make sure you stroke it the way I tell you to do so. Most importantly, do not spill your cream until I say you can. Do you understand? Good boy. Stroke slowly, all the way up and over the head. I want the head to get plenty of stimulation. You know my favorite color is purple, and I want that head to get as close to that majestic color as possible. Flex your pelvic muscles and clench your ass cheeks as you stroke down, thrusting up into the downstroke in a nice, controlled manner. Now do it again, and again, and again. Faster now. Buck that fist. Oh yes, I love the sound of your slippery hard-on pumping in and out of your hand like that. It's almost as if the sound changes slightly the harder you get. Faster. Look at how tight those balls are getting. I'm just going to reach out and graze them with my fingernails, ever so lightly, in a figure eight pattern back and forth across them. Oh, does that feel good? Does that make your cock even harder when I play with your balls? No. No, you may not. You may not come. We've barely gotten started. Don't stop stroking. Just slow down. You don't need to come. You want to come. There's a difference, sweetie. Haven't I told you that many times? You need things like air, hydration, food, sleep. You don't need to come. If you get too close, you may stop. But I want you to keep your hand on that cock, down at the base, squeezing it hard like a cock ring. You may still dribble a bit, but I'd rather let you have a ruined orgasm than a full tilt gusher that comes without permission. That's enough of a break. We don't want you to lose any of the euphoria, any of the time. tantric desperation that pleases me so well to witness. Stroke it for me. Oh, the way your thighs shake. The way your facial expression is almost tearful. I love it. It turns me on. Maybe I should just slip my panties to the side and rub myself a little while. Just while I put you through your paces. Your moaning is making me creamy. That's right. Don't stop. Stroke it. Faster. Don't neglect the head. Polish it. And pulse it. And make it look like a nice, polished helmet for me. It's getting darker in color. I love it. No. No, you may not. Slow down. But don't stop. What's that? How long until you get to come? I haven't decided yet. But my pussy is